This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit our listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 800 of our listeners that have taken the time to go to the map and add themselves. They get a little plot point on the map. It's simple. You punch in your location, add in your name, your photo, if you'd like, even a little phrase to go along with your entry. And it's free at map.freetalklive.com. It's because it's neat. You can see who else in your area is listening to the show. You see who else across the world is listening to Free Talk Live.
And there are people across the world listening.
Literally.
Yeah. All over the place.
Map.freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we told you about a cop that shot a man in the back in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop claimed that he was aiming at him, that the guy was across the street from him or whatever, and aiming a gun at him, and he had to shoot to keep himself alive.
Because people often get shot in the back that are aiming guns. They get shot in the back by the same.
And then 16 years later, the guy's still on the force. Nothing's happened to him. And he gets a Medal of Honor for that occasion.
For that occasion.
As I understand it.
Nuts.
So what do you think would happen if the cop shot the man with an automatic weapon? Like, what do you think would happen if the cop shot a man in the back with an AK-47?
They're against the law. You can't have one of those.
Well, apparently you can if you're a cop. Let me give you the story here from the Belleville News Democrat. Nine chiefs of police have endorsed a letter written by Belleville Police Chief Dave Rubenhausen urging that three Illinois state troopers charged with weapons violations not be prosecuted. If they're guilty, they should be punished administratively, according to the police chief's letter. That means they get a little slap on the hand. An administrative punishment means they're going to move them to another department. Or sit them at a desk job, or something like that. Or give them suspension with pay. That's an administrative punishment. The letter was also endorsed by two state senators, two sheriffs, and retired Belleville Police Chief Terry So-and-so, former U.S. Marshal. So everybody's behind these boys. Three cops, busted with automatic weapons. It's okay. A statement on Tuesday issued by interim U.S. Attorney Edward McNally cautioned, quote, "These matters are now in public court. No doubt many of the officials will look forward to an opportunity to have a complete understanding of all the facts in the case. Many would say that at the charging level, they should be treated the same as any other citizen." What do you think, Manwich? Should cops found with illegal weapons be treated the same as any other citizen?
Well, I don't think that the weapons that they have should be illegal.
I agree with you. We don't need any of these gun laws. They're silly. But since you and I would probably be facing federal prison time for guns like this...
It's hard for me want to send these guys to prison, but I certainly believe that the cops should be treated equally. I just think that the equality here should come from making it legal for everyone to own automatic weapons.
I agree with that. But nonetheless, we live in the world where those weapons are illegal, and men and women have gone to jail for possessing them. So, considering what has happened in the past, now we've got three cops that are facing the same charges. In fact, the troopers Greg Muggy of Jerseyville, John Yard, and James Vest are charged in federal court in East St. Louis with illegal possession of automatic weapons. They face a maximum of 10 years behind bars and a $250,000 fine. Vest and Yard are assigned to the state police, and Muggs works out of Litchfield. They were suspended with pay pending a hearing before the state police... pending a hearing before the state police merit review board. A physician, former Glen Carbon resident so-and-so, is also charged. They were all released on their own recognizance. You think they'd let you out, Manwich, if they busted you with some automatic weapons on your own recognizance?
It doesn't seem like it.
Uh-uh.
They would probably consider you too dangerous to let out.
The troopers could have legally... you might go and get another one and shoot up the police station or something, right? You might go and take revenge with your automatic weapons. Well, they could have legally possessed the automatic rifles on their jobs if certain federal paperwork had just been completed. Under certain circumstances, they would have been allowed to even take the rifles home with them. Because they're cops, they get special, special perks. It's easier if you're a law enforcement officer to get your hands on these weapons.
People do trust you with guns.
They would have only. Whereas if you and I wanted to get an automatic weapon, we'd have to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop, federal license permits, who knows what kind of stuff.
I don't think they'd.
If we could get them, if we could even.
I don't think
them.
I'd ever get it.
But who knows? Anyway, the police chief urged that the troopers who are said to have unblemished records be disciplined internally. He said, "Quote." You're going to love this, man, which we don't see how citizens are made safer by placing these troopers in jail. You're not supposed to own illegal weapons, but the bottom line is that with all the thugs out on the street, is society served by putting these officers in jail?
Well, it's nice that they've been taking a page out of the drug war playbook.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the anti-drug war playbook, I should say. I mean, these are just the sort of arguments that one would make to legalize drugs and marijuana.
Well, so what you're saying is if cops were found with kilos of cocaine,
right,
the police chief could say the same thing. Look, these guys are our law enforcement officers. Cut them a break, okay? What, you think we should apply the law to them, too? That's essentially what he's saying. We're going to run out of troopers if we put these guys in jail.
It's a crappy job. Somebody's got to do it.
There'll be chaos in the streets if we put these three men who broke the law in jail. I mean, if we really are a nation of laws, Manwich, if we're supposed to... If the authorities want us to respect their laws, shouldn't they at least set a good example and try respecting them on their own first? Well, am I just out of my cotton-picking mind, and that's the second time I've used that phrase tonight?
Well,
I don't know why.
Yes, it would be ridiculous.
I think I'm out of my mind tonight.
It would be ridiculous to think that that police were anything but human and wouldn't break all these damn rules that we have.
Right.
But aren't we all human, and don't we all, yeah. You know, I mean, there's just too many laws.
Right.
Well, so
we could make the same argument about you and I. Let's say we had ourselves some automatic weapons and we got busted, and you know we've got our spokespeople, like the cops have their people,
sure,
shilling for them. We got our spokespeople, and they come out to the media and they say, you know what, these guys are talk show hosts. They give things to the community. I mean, if we take them and put them into jail, people won't be able to listen to their show anymore. Or you know, if we work at McDonald's. You guys are burger flippers. What would we do without you? I mean, seriously, it's just as legitimate, isn't
it? It is. You know, and they'd be able to make the same argument that they'll be taking up the beds in prison of thugs that could be, you know, taken off the violent thugs that could be taken off the street. Well, you know, they would be saying the same thing.
Police officers would never use automatic weapons to harm anyone.
Well, I'm not happy that it's the issue is the automatic weapons.
Nor am I, because on Free Talk Live, we think the gun laws are stupid, and we think that the Second Amendment has some sort of meaning that means that you can possess whatever darn weapons you please without having to ask anybody's permission.
But it's clear that, and most people's bosses would go to bat for them. You know, if I got in some kind of problem, my boss would probably go to bat for me.
Not if you were charged with rape. You'd get fired.
In all likelihood. Who knows?
If they charged you with rape or possessing 3 kilos of cocaine, you'd be fired the next day.
You never know.
Because your boss would say, whoa, distance myself from this accused criminal.
I'm
even though
sure.
You hadn't been, even though you hadn't been found guilty, most bosses would do that,
I think. But, you know, a lot of people's bosses would go to bat for them in these circumstances.
Yeah,
these
if it was a speeding ticket or something.
These people's bosses are just going to bat for them. Mm-hmm. But the reason this is a news story is because those people's bosses are police chiefs.
Yeah.
And those people are police. So, you know, they're probably not going to do any jail time over it.
McNally's written statement released after a copy of the police chief's letter was sent to the U.S. Attorney's Office stated, quote, "The United States respects the views of the chiefs, sheriffs, and senators, and the fact that they, too, have to make decisions every day about whether to treat public officials the same as other citizens. Every man and woman who's worn the badge has risked their lives to protect others. That's one of the reasons there are few situations more challenging than allegations that a police officer has violated the law." And it goes on. And so, I don't know what's going to happen here, Manwich, but I predict not much.
Well,
because based on what we've seen from police malfeasance in the past, they're just going to slap on the hand. Oh, no, you guys. You shouldn't have gotten caught. You know, next time be a little more careful with your automatic weapons. Don't tell anybody about it. Shh, it's okay. We're getting you off this time. And then next time, we might get you off again, because they back each other up like crazy, man. It's a good old boy society. They're all covering for each other.
It's good advice. If you have automatic weapons, do keep your mouth quiet about it.
More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? whatever it is you seek, Zangle could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zangle is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Over 80,000 posts are there for you to surf around through, well over 1,100 people interacting. It's all free. Fun stuff, serious issues, you'll find it all. The bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. To Andrew in Washington. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Andrew. What's on your mind?
I'm just going to talk about a little act of tax protest that I partook in.
Really?
Recently.
What did you do?
I got my 1099 tax return form back from my first employment. And so I decided, I'm not gonna file taxes. I don't wanna, support the government and all the crappy things it's doing. So I decided to do a little protest on my own, and I just set it on fire with a nice little patriotic lighter that had a little flag on it.
And actually, you posted pictures of it on our bulletin board system.
It's under the Promoting Liberty section. And, I decided to make it a little dramatic. I have a picture of the Gadsden flag from the Revolution with the snake.
The one with the snake, don't tread on me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What do they call
it?
Gadsden flag.
Gadsden flag.
Yeah. So I had my digital camera, and so I said, hey, if I'm going to do it, I might as well make it dramatic and spread the word.
Very cool.
Now, what are you going to do if, I would assume, if they gave you a 1099 form, then your employer did report to the IRS that...
like all good little employers do.
They reported how much they paid you, and what are you going to do when the IRS comes and knocks on the old door?
They're not going to come and knock on the door.
Sends the letter.
Yeah. Well, the key thing, one thing that I've learned from people I work with is never have your name associated with where you live. And so I've done a pretty good job of that. My employer doesn't know exactly where I live. Mm-hmm. So worst comes to worst, they know the area, but not exactly where I am personally.
Right.
So
they're not going to go house to house.
Do they have an address for you? I mean, is it just a different address? How did you work that out?
I have a mailbox that I have my paycheck sent to.
So they're going to send you something. So the IRS theoretically will send you a warning letter eventually to your mailbox.
And then I might scan that and just post it on the forum too.
Should be interesting. I gotta congratulate you, Andrew, because most people don't have the courage to do that. I know Manish doesn't.
I certainly don't.
Yeah, I think Manish should do that. I mean, you just do it. I mean, it's one of the things like, you know, you're scared, and then you do it, and then you know.
I'm really kind of worried about like sodomy. That's what my biggest concern is. You know, going to jail and
Big Bubba,
something really awful happening to me.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to go to jail, I mean, I'd be more worried about having a talk show like yours than tax forms. I mean, more people do that than have shows like yours.
Wait, are you suggesting they put us in jail for our content on Free Talk Live?
Could be.
No, entirely not. I'm just saying, like, if someone was going to do something, you know, stupid like that, you know, I think taxes are at least your problems, because so many people do it, and you can, like we've talked about on the show before, you can do these things, and they're not going to come after you immediately. And if more people do it, then it'll be just more and more of a problem, and then no one will be able to handle it.
That's true. I mean, from what we've heard from the people that are not paying taxes, I mean, we've had Coffee call in, we've had a variety of people over the years call in and claim to not be paying taxes, and it takes them a long time. If they ever contact them, it takes them a long time to do it. Presuming you move a couple times, and they're never going to, you know, be able to find you. I mean, if you moved away from this particular job and started working in the underground economy, you're gone. You're off. You know, how are they going to find you? What are they going to do? So, and of course, I don't know if you're planning on going to the Free State. Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm planning on. I have some business ideas and stuff that I want to start up that will be from scratch and. You know, I'd know for sure that I have no ties to anything related to the government or.
Oh, right, yeah. Like did you join the, have you signed up with the Free State Project yet?
No, I'm going to, though, probably tomorrow or this weekend.
Fantastic.
Free time.
Now, how do you feel about the first 1,000 pledge?
I definitely want to, but I'm in college right now, and I don't know if I had enough money, you know, directly after college to be able to make it by the end of the year, but.
Well,
I'm
there's no better time.
As soon as possible.
There's no. Are you in your last year of college right now?
No, I'm a sophomore. I still have 2 years here.
In my opinion, there's no better time than right when you get out of school to make a move. Because if you stay where you're at, you'll get kind of bogged down in whatever it is that you're doing. You know, if you've got a job, you'll get kind of bogged down in that. The bills are going to stack up, and then you're going to find out that it's, you know, it'll be really difficult to go where you want to. There have been some people that have moved to the Free State just sort of on a whim. They didn't really think they could swing it, but they just went for it. They went there. They found a gig when they got there, and they made it happen. They made it work. And there's always some sort of options. I know that remember the Outlaw Manicurist Manwich? He's actually looking for roommates right now. See, he broke up with his old lady.
I see.
And he's posted on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system looking for roommates. So, I mean, if you want to move to New Hampshire on the cheap, man, there's always some ways to do it.
Sign up for the board on their website as well. I'm looking around for stuff there. So, yeah, I'm definitely doing it as soon as possible.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you there. I think it's a good idea for you. I mean, especially if you're going to be somebody who's going to say no to taxes. It's a real good idea to get in close proximity with other people of like mind, because if you if they come after you and you're the only person who feels that way, you live in Washington. There's a lot of tax supporting
Washington
people.
Yeah, Washington is pretty dang socialist. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's not the place you want to make a stand against taxes. You know, you definitely want to make a stand around other people that feel the same way. And I don't know what they're going to do this year, but I'm thinking maybe this might inspire. I mean, if you post what you did over at NHfree.com on their forum, if you post your pictures there, you might just inspire a protest. Because they like to burn stuff.
Yeah, I put a link on there, but I'll repost the entire thing with the images so nobody can miss it.
Yeah, definitely. Go over to the forum at NHfree.com. Anything else on your mind tonight, Andrew?
Not really. Just that the LP convention is coming up later this year, and they're doing signups. But I know you, Ian, aren't entirely in with the LP. But I decided to
because... I don't have a problem. Let me point something out. I don't have a problem helping the LP. I still think on the scale of political parties, they're the best political party. No doubt about it. Hands down, they're the best political party. But that's not saying much. they've lost their way.
Saying, like, I'm going as a delegate, hopefully, just to see what the whole deal is like.
Yeah, it's really dull. It's really dull. I've been to state conventions before. There's a lot of boring stuff. But, it'll be interesting for you, being a learning experience.
It's experience, something for the political resume, at least, if nothing else.
The worst part, it's cool, because sometimes, to get you there, to get you to the political conventions, they'll bring people like, Harry Brown or Jim Babka, big libertarian names. They'll bring them there and have them speak. But what's the dull part is the bylaws revisions. Because every time there's a state convention, there's always the bylaw session, which lasts for 3 hours straight. And it's just people debating just stupid little changes, and it's really lame. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. But such is the nature of a political party. These are the things that they do.
You know, when he was talking about how socialist Washington was, there, I was thinking back today on something that happened to me.
Really?
I was sitting in a meeting of the young professionals, and I was just I was just shocked at how socialist.
Today?
Yeah,
let's talk more about it.
I will. I'll tell you about it.
800-259-9231. You would think business people would be less inclined towards that sort of thing. How strange. 800-259-9231. I like the LP as a political party. I just don't want to give them my money because I'm a little bit disappointed with their performance. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have all kinds of cool stuff. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on the website. But it's got to be for real. Somebody sent us, somebody tried to fake us out, Manwich.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was pretty pathetic.
Well,
I'm not even going to put it up on the site.
I believed it.
Yeah, it was. They sent us a picture of a woman holding a placard, like a big sign, like a protest sign,
mm-hmm.
and it said something about you on it, right? What did it say? Manwich is a hunk?
Manwich is a hunk, right. That's what it said.
And
I believed it.
Well, yeah, you believed it till I pointed out the other protester in the background standing 100 feet away.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, you can do better than that, Fakers. So anyway, the Shrine of Female Listeners is dedicated to the ladies that listen to the show. You don't have to be beautiful to get on the Shrine. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating. All you do need to do is send us a picture that is validated. And that means in the photo you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. And you can see what I mean. You can go and visit the Shrine and see for yourself what validation is about at freetalklive.com. So, Matt, you're going to tell me about these young professionals that you hang around with.
I am a member of the young professional group.
This is a group of people like under 40?
Yes, they're under 40.
Okay, they wear business attire and they're professionals.
Most of them do, yeah. Right. They have generally have lunches. They have after-dinner, get-together for after-dinner drinks.
Now, why do they get to call themselves professionals versus, you know, somebody that flips burgers? I mean, if you're a professional, you get paid, right? I mean, that's the definition of a professional as opposed to an amateur burger flipper.
There's more than one definitions to different words, and one of the definitions is that the professionals are doctors, lawyers, people that hang their shingle out kind of thing. So, you know, people in professions.
Gotcha. So, do you have to get all dressed up and spiffy to be a young professional? There's a dress code for their club. I guess that's what it is, right?
There is not a dress code for the club. You would just look stupid coming in a polo shirt and some jeans.
I gotcha.
You know, I'm the least dressed when I go and I don't wear a tie.
Huh. Okay.
But I don't wear a tie. No more. I've worn all the ties I'm going to wear.
Is that right?
Unless it's worth it.
Really hoity-toity.
Yeah, you know, I'm just not.
All right, so you are smoozing it up with the young professionals. And what happened?
And, you know, there was this bureaucrat that comes up, I guess, you know, and he's talking about how, you know, the victory they had in getting affordable housing. Affordable housing is the number one issue that
was
the
young... Was he speaking?
Yes.
Or was he just talking to you?
No, he was at the front of the room.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's the number one topic as far as the young professionals go is this affordable housing. Where are we going to get affordable housing? What affordable housing means to most people is socialism. You know, it means the government somehow gets involved to...
Well, they don't realize that. They don't make the connection.
They don't know it. But it's
most people just think, that sounds nice.
Well, it's good to have affordable housing.
Yeah.
And if housing was meant to be affordable, the market would provide it. Otherwise, go live someplace else.
You can make affordable housing. Live with people.
Yeah.
I do it. I've got roommates. It's cheaper that way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem.
So he was talking about affordable housing.
He was talking about affordable housing, and apparently there was some victory. They've managed to get a certain amount of city land, and on that city land they're going to have 5 houses. So they're going to have this subsidized housing thing going on. And where do you think it is?
Crap Town.
Nope.
No?
It's in my neighborhood. Thanks very freaking much, city. You know, the city
now,
government.
Now, why are you saying that?
Because I don't want the low-income housing in my neighborhood. Put them someplace else. I don't want it. Thanks for screwing me. You didn't put it in your own damn neighborhood.
Yeah. put it out in the dump.
You know, here's the thing. They're going to have some happy ethnic family out there, which, you know, that's great and everything. And they're going to be, like, smiling for the cameras and the newspaper. And then
right. What
they're not going to have is a picture of me and my family going, boo-hoo, we lost several $1,000s in property values
Ooh,
due to the
yeah.
low-income housing yeah. that's moving into
well,
the neighborhood.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, why would low-income housing make it so you lose property value?
Why wouldn't it?
Well, the reason I was just asking, I know why, because it attracts the trash. I mean, it attracts utter garbage. These are people that are getting their houses for free or heavily subsidized. These are people that are taking the money that they save on the housing and spending it on crack. That's what goes on in affordable housing situations. In go to New York City and look at the areas in New York City. There are whole buildings, apartment buildings, that are subsidized housing. Utter trash. I remember John Stossel from ABC News. He did a report on called John Stossel Goes to Washington, where he reported on some affordable housing that the city had set up that was just decimated. Like, they had video footage of this place. You couldn't imagine living here. The windows busted out.
Well, projects in affordable housing would be different, but, you know, we're still...
How different? That the fact they're apartments versus houses? I mean, how it's subsidized. It's government housing.
My understanding is, and I haven't researched deeply into this.
Nor
have
I, obviously.
And once you go playing with the devil, he's got your soul. And that's how it is with the government.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of problem with this. You can believe it. But apparently they get to buy these at some kind of reduced prices. Kind of
buy
like
what?
These houses.
The affordable housing?
Yes.
I thought they were renting.
I don't
think they're selling those houses,
you think
are
so?
They?
You think they're renting
If
them?
You know, 800-259-9231, these people are so transitional. I mean, the people that are living in these houses are come and go, dude. They're going to live there as long as they need to live there, and they're going to move on. You don't really think that the people that live in these houses have long-term home buying plans, do you?
I don't know.
No. No. These are people that are renting. Anyway, my point still stands. John Stossel was talking about the projects of the affordable housing up in New York, and it was utter trash. The elevators were broken. People were being, like, murdered in the hallways.
Of course.
I mean, it was a scary, scary place. And then he showed one of the former affordable housing units that was purchased by a private organization. The playground. There was a playground that was built. There was flowers that were planted. Everything was in full working order. There was all kinds of kids running around. I mean, it was a totally, totally different place. Even though, originally, it had looked like that other S-hole that they had filmed the government taking care of. Why is it that the private organization can manage to provide a safe place for families to live while the government manages to provide a place for crackheads and addicts to kill people in?
You know, it's all in the profit motive.
Yeah.
It's... And that's,
oh, the elevator's broken? Well, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Well, it's just it's just like this TSA story that we just had earlier this evening. You know, you give the TSA $200 million and they can't come up with a plan. You know, 4 years, they can't come up with a security plan.
Yep.
But
it's laughable and sick.
And you made it clear, if we would have given $75 million to me, I would have taken me and some of my best friends out to Tahiti for a year.
Yeah.
And with $75 million, we'd have come up with one kick-butt plan.
Yeah.
You can believe that. It would have been a plan that worked,
sure.
too. And we'd have figured it out between drinks and joints.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's just welfare. That's what affordable housing is. It's just another form of welfare. And so you're getting people hooked on the government handouts. Just like any drug. I mean, it's just as profound as a drug addiction. You're addicted to a check. In fact, in some cases, it enables your drug addiction. You're addicted to the check, and the government knows it. And they get you hooked, and you're good to go. And now you're one of their serfs. Now you're one of their pathetic peons that they have living on their property. And you're subject to all kinds of crazy rules, too. Like, there's all kinds of requirements and rules that you're going to be subject to if you are living in these places. Just like if you're taking welfare. And if it was run by like a church group or some sort of private organization, they'd be checking up on these people. They'd be making sure that they were going out and working every day instead of shooting heroin. They would be actually caring about the individuals that were occupying these houses. The government doesn't care. They just pretend like they do. 800-259-9231, and we keep giving them money. I just don't understand it. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Whatever you want goes at 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, and you can get them for free. Lots of them. Right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we go back 10 months. That's a lot of archives.
Yeah.
For zero cost.
6 nights a week.
At 3 months. At freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, still to come tonight, we've got over an hour left of the show, the New Hampshire drinking law. That is just unbelievable. Apparently, it's not the only state where something like this exists, where you can be actually arrested and put in jail for having alcohol in your body. Not necessarily being in possession of it, but internally possessing it. We'll tell you more about that. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box, though, man. Let's go to an email from Nate. He says, I'm an avid listener, and I just heard you talking about people ignoring facts in order to prove that their political party is better than everyone else's. That's only natural for us humans to do because we like being right, and we hate being wrong. Though I'm a transcendentalist and believe in logic over emotion, I can't persecute people too much for having an absolute mindset. Yeah, and we were talking about this a few weeks back. There's actually a scientific study that was done. They took a bunch of partisan political people, you know, Republicans and Democrats, and then they actually ran tests on them and monitored their brain patterns and that sort of thing, and found that when they were presented with information that was contrary, accurate, honest information, that was just contrary to their belief system, to their partisanship, they totally turned off.
Yeah.
They totally just didn't even listen to it. And in fact, it was like an ego stroke when they came across information that was backing them up.
Right.
So whenever somebody who's a partisan listens to someone else who's a partisan, it's like a stroke fest. They just love, it's like a love fest. They love each other. They just, well, boy, you're so right. You're so right. Dittos.
Dittos.
Yeah. And
great big mega dittos from wherever.
So that's what he's referring to. He says, I'm in high school, however, and I've talked with many of my fellow students about politics. Most people say, I don't pay too much attention to politics. Or they'll admit that they don't know too much about the political party that they allegedly support. This is when I come in and talk about libertarianism. And because they don't have any strong belief in anything, they haven't developed any absolute beliefs in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a much more open mind.
I have to say that might be true.
Probably right. I've convinced many young people from ages 15 to 19 to adapt libertarian ideals, and some even to vote libertarian, which is great. Mm. Congratulations on that, Nate. I believe that we need to start targeting a younger audience because they don't have the absolute mindset yet, and their brains are still open to new ideas. The older population is hopeless. Not homeless. The older population is hopeless, for they've burrowed too far into the caves of their minds and are shut off to the idea of change. And he goes on to say,
well, they might be burrowed deeply, but I don't think they're completely shut off.
No, I got to disagree with Nate that it is not hopeless
but
with older people.
If I was 17, though, I might see it as hopeless. Like, the period of time that it would take to convert a person like that,
right.
You know, the amount of work that it would take would seem hopeless.
Sure, and especially coming across certain adults that are really set in their ways. I mean, you could certainly be discouraged. But nonetheless, I mean, Nate, listen closely to what you hear on Free Talk Live. You'll hear people of all kinds of ages calling in. I mean, we get Walt calling every single night on almost every night on this show. And Walt, you got to admit, man, he was a little bit different the first time he called Free Talk Live. He wasn't quite, in the same place that he is today. At least I don't think.
Well, I think we're all growing.
Absolutely. We're all growing. We're all changing. So I think the point is that older people do still have the ability to change. It might be a little bit less likely. It might be a little more challenging, a little more difficult, but not necessarily worth, it's not like you should give up on them. We had Winquick call in from the Indianapolis area. He's the guy that just had the final straw drop. The final straw dropped on his back, and that was it. He had had enough with the federal government, all their stupid rules, and the war on drugs. It pushed him over the edge, and he decided that that was it. He was going libertarian.
He just saw how stupid it was, how hard it was to get Sudafed,
right,
and how pointless it was, and that was it.
Right. And if anything, adults have a more perspective. Because that's the fun part about maturity is as you go on through life, you get to look back and see how stupid you were as a kid and, you know, see how ignorant you were about certain things. So I think that adults have a certain different approach that they have to take. Whereas with a young person, you've got pretty much a blank slate. I mean, they may have a few ideas. They may think they're Republicans or Democrats, but it's pretty easy to, you know, get some new ideas in there into the mix, if you will, with a young person. Whereas with an older person, they actually have been screwed by the government a number of times.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of reasons why young people are liberals or socialists is because they just have this wonderful pie-in-the-sky version of government, and they've been indoctrinated to think this way in the government schools.
They've been taken care of, too.
Right.
Up until this point, you know, they're 16, 17, 18 years old. Mom and dad have taken care of them. And if they
or 19, 20, 21, 22 in college, where they're still being taken care of, essentially.
You know, and if they think about it, most of the advice and most of the things that mom and dad wanted them to do, good advice. So they think of the government sort of like the thing that's going to take care of me. And most of the things that it wants me to do, good for me anyway.
Right. But yet there's...
That's not the government. The government's not like mom and dad. Mom and dad are motivated to take care of you in a way that the government is not.
Right. And so when you finally get out of school and you finally enter the real world, that's when you start finding out how pervasive and invasive this government is. How obtuse and terrible it is. How it gets in your way when you want to accomplish the simplest of tasks. And it really will start to build on you. And the more you try to do things for yourself, like, heaven forbid, you open your own business or something, you'll really learn that the government's not out to help you. More coming back. It is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cool issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Mandy.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the auction. It is going on as we speak at auction.freetalklive.com. Maybe you want to promote your product or your service or your favorite band. I don't care. Pretty much anything. You can promote it on our website if you win the banner at auction.freetalklive.com. In fact, I'm not sure what it's currently at. Last time I looked, it's about $40 or $50. That'll get you an entire month's worth of advertising on our website. auction.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about old people and young people and introducing them to the ideas of libertarianism. And I will not shut out anybody based on their age. I have done political outreach all over the place, from gay pride fests to gun shows to the county fair.
The county fair!
I have been everywhere. And I've talked to people of all ages. And there are some people that doesn't matter how old they are just not interested in new ideas. There's plenty of young people that are that way. But there are some people that are really open-minded, that are shockingly open-minded, that love coming across new ideas and kind of just eat them up, and they're really into it. So don't ever judge somebody. You know, don't judge the book by its cover, right? Just because somebody's old doesn't mean that they're going to be turned off by these ideas.
You just don't know.
You won't know until you ask to find out.
And you know, we're backed up by knowing that we have the truth, you know, that government is force,
yeah,
and the taxes are theft. And
there's
if you can
no
show somebody
it.
That,
yeah,
if you can actually show that to them, their brain will slowly begin to pick apart. It's what happened to me. My brain began to slowly pick apart these things.
And you can't expect it to happen all at once.
Nope.
You're out of your mind if you think that's going to happen. This is an idea. As right as we are, Manwich, and we are right, there's no doubt. Government is force. Taxation is theft. If you disagree, we'll explain it to you. 800-259-9231. But if you put that in front of somebody, it takes them some time to process it. You know, they might sort of understand where you're coming from. They might not totally get it, and they might not get it any time in the near future. It may take them another 3 years of their life to come across the realization that, hey, you know that guy I talked to at the county fair that one day? He was right. This government's out of control. This government is taking my money, and I didn't give them permission to do that.
Yeah.
And who knows what the final straw will be. For our caller, Windquake, it was just a terrible experience he had at the store that reminded him that it was all the government's fault. For some people, it might be the fact that, you know, maybe they've worked a job their whole lives. People that work jobs don't really feel the effects of government as much as somebody that's an entrepreneur, as somebody that's out there really trying to create something new in the world, to create their own business. Boy, when you go out and you look into creating a business for yourself, it is mind-boggling sometimes the amount of hoops that the government wants you to go through.
It is. It's stifling. People just don't want to do it.
I that's how I felt when I was younger and I was looking into, for instance, like opening up a radio station. I just wanted to see what it would take. Oh, my gosh.
Well, radio stations, you picked the hardest thing.
Thousands of but it's not. Well, now, wait a minute. It's not hard on its own. If it was on its own, it'd just be buy a transmitter, buy an antenna, put them up, plug them in, put a CD player in there, put a couple microphones. I mean, it would take you a day.
The rest of it's all government.
The rest of it is all about the state and all about the hoops they want you to jump through, the multi-$1,000 application fee. How's anybody who's of small means supposed to start their own station? It's impossible. It's only open to people that are money bags. Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you